Today's daf is Masechet Zvachim. We're holding a daf Yud Aleph, and we got up to the two dots, five lines up on Amud Beis, Yud Amud Beis. So we're in the middle of the sugya of the Hekesh of Chatat Asham, which Rabbi Eliezer finally owned up to yesterday, that was the real reason. And now the question is, what are the other implications of that Hekesh? One of the things that we learned was not an implication of the Hekesh was that even Rabbi Eliezer has made it that the Dam HaChatat is not brought Lamala. Based on that Hekesh. But as far as the Din of Shelo Lishmo is concerned, that he learns out for Chatat V'Kashem, and we'll see whether there are other issues as well, and it's about that we begin today's Gemara. Tanan, I was going to see later on, Tanan Hatam. Shai Rabbi Akiva Omer Kol Damim Shenichnesu Le'echal Kaper Pesulim. I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, any dam that's Nichnas Le'echal is possible. So it's the same as the din of Yotze. We'll see more about this later on. V'chachamim omrim chatat bilvad. And here, Rebbe Eliezer indeed is consistent with his opinion that the Torah is makish osham dechatas, and therefore he says, afa asham, shenema kachatat kasham. So now we need to understand what did the Rabbanon do with that heck? So bishlama, Rebbe Eliezer, fine, kidikamar taima. But how exactly did the Rabbanon consistently ignore this heckish in the Torah? I mean, it seems to be extremely clear that the Torah is makish the dinam of osham to the dinam of chatas. So my tamai, Omar Rava, it's very simple. Osham nichnas dam alafnim pasul lo matzit amre. There is no way to conclude. Same type of thing that we said yesterday, that when we can prove that the Hekesh was not meant to go against things that are clearly shown not to be so from elsewhere. The same thing is true on Libet Rabbanan. There's no way to say that the dam of an Asham Bifnim should be possible. I'll tell you why. Because it's a kavachomer from an Ola. If an Ola she Khalil, and therefore is more chomer, lechore in every way, meant to be brought entirely on the Mizbeach. Nonetheless, the loch is nichnas the malafnim it's kshera. She even there made it to. So, asham she'eno kalil, loch or shekein. I mean, obviously an asham doesn't have the same chumra, is not going to have the dinner of chatas. Isn't that the whole point that Rabbi Eliezer made? That ma chatas ba'al chet, an asham ba'al chet. I mean, obviously the oil is not ba'al chet, it's a malola, shekein enam mechaper. So that means that we can't compare, and we can bring a kal v'chomer from a non mechaper to a machaper? Well, now, wait a minute. A minchas chote is mochia. It is a machaper. Nonetheless, if you're machnis, a minchas chote bifnim, there is no din of tzul. Now, this is a little bit iffy, because maybe the Torah only passel dam, who would say passels any machaper. But we're making an assumption that since the halacha of the mincha is similar in terms of its kapor, we compare all of the various avedas of the mincha to the parallel aveda by a zeva. So in the same way that the Torah passels the chatas b'fnim, we should passel minchas chete b'fnim. But obviously we could come back and ask on that. But anyway, minchas chete is not passel b'fnim, that's for sure, because the Torah only passel domi. It says b'ferish v'kol chatat asher yuva midama, as we'll see. El-O-M-O-E-T. So the minchas chete, but at this point we're going to say minchas chete is molchiach, even the mechaper is not possible. Forget about the point of the mechaper. That's not the issue. I can show you that it's not the kapora. Well, isn't it a little bit better to say chatas ha'of tolchiach? Chatas ha'of is mechaper. And nonetheless, if nichnas gomel afim, it's kosher. Yes, the Gemara, no, that's not so obvious because the truth is chatas ha'ov is really a question later on. That's a baya derbavin that we're going to see towards the end of the Masechta, because over there the dam of a chatas ha'ov is never put into a kli. It's held within the tzavar of the chatas ha'ov. That's a question. Whether dam b'tzavar is possible if it's nichlas b'fnim. So I'm going to bring a raya that is only one side of an abaya. I can't do that. Now this v'lifroch makes absolutely no sense over here, because what we're basically doing is we're going into a ma'atzad. So the other side is, okay, ma'ala min chat chote, shekein ina min zevach. But remember that we thought we were talking about a psul bifnim only of zvachim and dam. Well, ola is as min zevach. Okay, but ola, on the other hand, as we said, is not a machaper. So we're going to go around chazar adin, lo rizek rizeh, lo rizek rizeh, and of course the tzad hashava shebem, which we'll be looking for, is shehin kadashay kadash. Nonetheless, nichnasu lefnim, can't say doman, obviously, because it's odam of the mincha, but nichnasu lefnim, they're ksherim. So Yashem should be the same way. Avani avi Hashem, Kodesh Kodeshim, Nichlas Tum Lefim, it's kosher. Omele Rova Bibarnish L'Ravashi, what do you mean? That's not the obvious Tzadah Shavashvim. Shein Kodesh Kodeshim. I can bring you a much more limited Tzadah Shavashvim. As we said yesterday, Mala Tzadah Shavashvim, Shekein Eilem Kitzba, there's no minimum value that the Torah gives, that you need to pay for a chat, whether it's a chatas of a mincha, a chatas of a mincha, whether it's a chatas of an oila, a chatas, there's no such thing, or of an oila. So mar be'asham, she'yech lo kitzba, we have a minimal payment of shkalim, the kest of shkalim, therefore the asham should be more chomor, and since the Torah is indeed comparing asham to chatas, let us say that the same in the dama chatas b'fim is possible, so to the dama chatas b'fim, dama asham b'fim should be possible. So how did Rabbanan argue? Airline entertainment, Rabbanan, is because the very posik that's b'chadesh, this remarkable halacha of knisa b'fim pas l'ingadam, says b'feresh v'cho chatat asher yuva midama. Specifically, midamal olmo eid lechaper b'kodesh lo teachel. So that means dafka damal shalzo of the chatat v'lo damal shalacher, meaning of the asham. How about Rabbi Eliezer? So what's he going to do with that? Here, the Torah seems to be telling me specifically, but he himself said that if we have a din of Esau or he, that in Achinami, that would have been Mamayit Asham. Yes, it so it was Mamayit Asham from Hakrovas Dam Lamala. So why isn't over here Dama being Mamayit Asham from the Tzul of Damim that are Nechlasim Bifnim? He says because that's not what Dama means. Dama means Dama V'lo Bisara. Only dam, not only the dam of the chatas. Only dam becomes pasul knisa b'fnim and not pasul. The idah and the chachamim say, but there's 2 points over here. Dam could have just said dam. Asher nichnas dam b'fnim. Instead, you say dama. So you have 2 different diukim over here. First of all, dam and only dam, and dama of a chatas and not of an asha. The idah dam dama lo darish. It's not enough of an extra diuk to be medayik both. And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no miut of asha.
Do we need something about this thing since it'd be ma'akev? Like, we're just making one pass to that problem?
Over here it says beferet. It says beish tisarek. There's no way that it's a ma'akev. It's obviously possibly.
So, we're assuming the ola doesn't come to kapora.
Yes, but it's not coming for kapora specifically. Lama oila daima, as we said. The doron. Doron. Nichnas praklit. Remember the whole. The kapora comes from it, but its function is not specifically as a ma'akev. It's marat. Says the Gemara, okay. I understand. I'll leave it to Rabbanan. We have 2 separate dinim, right? An asham shalolishmo is kosher. A chata shalolishmo is pasul. That would explain why it is that Hainu the Ishkas mincha lachata and mincha laasham. There's 2 separate comparisons. In one sense, a mincha is compared to a chatas, and the other sense is compared to an asham. And that is exactly as Rabbi Shimon explained at the time. Rabbi Shimon Omer, why does the Torah say, lo teafech hametz chalkam? It says over there, kodesh kodeshim kechatat l'chasham. What does it mean to say a mincha is like a chatas and like an asham? Oh, depends on the mincha. A minchas chayte is kechata. Therefore, if your kemetz a minchas chayte shalolishma, it's possible, like a chata. But a minchas nadava is like an asha. Laficha come to shalolishma, it's kshera, like the asha. That's beautiful. But that means that there has to be a difference between a chatas and an asham. I mean, if you tell him, you'll leave it to Eliezer. There's no difference between a chatas and an asham. That's a little bit silly to have an extra lima to tell me this is like the chatas and the asham. I mean, tell me it's like the chatas. I already know it's like the asham. It's the same thing. So the Rebbe Eliezer, l'may yilchata, itkesh mincha l'chatat, mincha l'asham. Ah. There's another mimer of Rabbi Shimon that works even alibi to Rabbi Eliezer. But the idach to Rabbi Shimon, the Tanan, shalobikli sharei psula. So the Mishnah says, you bring now a kometz of a mincha, and you didn't put it into kli shareis, it's possible. You cannot bring it with your hand. It has to be brought in a kli. Rabbi Shimon makshir. Roman over there, Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei de Rabbi Chiya said, my time to Rabbi Shimon, how does he know that it's kosher to bring a kometz v'yadai? He says, look, Torah says, kodesh kodeshimi kechatat u'chasham. What's the difference between the avodah v'chatat and the avodah v'anasham? The most striking difference is that the chatat is a din in etzba. So it has to be done with a finger. You can't throw the dam with the chatat. With a kli. The kohen takes the dam, he's mechate. He uses his finger to go along the edge, the chudash al keren, correct? Okay. And then, huh?
Forward.
All four corners. We're looking at over here is not that point. We're just looking at the fact that the Aveda is done Biyadayim. So you want to come to Biyadayim. Very good. You're welcome. But then make sure that you do it Biyamin. Because this is Rabbi Shimon L'Shitase. According to us, this doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Shimon L'Shitase holds that the word V'natan itself does not mean Biyamin. We'll see this Machlokas later. You need both the word Natan and Etzba. And we'll see about the word Kohen. All of this is discussed later. But anyway, Rabbi Shimon L'Shitase himself is that only a chatas is going to be the apostle if it's not done be a mean. So you got to do it if you're going to do it with your hand. But if you want to come lo of dabi kli, you could do that. And then it would be kosher even if it's small. Kiasham. So that's another thing that I learned out from kichatat v'chasham. So memela, there's no problem with Rabbi Yezer. I mean, there's two separate drushes according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon asked the Gemara, how does Rabbi Shimon learn two totally different things from the same post? First, we brought kichatat v'chasham to tell me that kemitza shelo lishma v'chatas and minchas chayte is possible. And other menachas minchas nedov is kosher. Now he's come to tell me kichatat v'chasham is halacha in the sinas dam beyad or bekli. Now, how did he use the pasuk for two things? I pro mafik lahachi, mafik lahachi. Make up your mind. So, well, the truth is that ikur kro look at Rav Yehuda berei the Rav Chiya hodiyat. The main halacha over here is this last one. That's what he really uses the pasuk for. As far as the halacha of shaloi lishma, he really learns it from somewhere else. I mean, it's very nice that I can fit it in here, but that minchas chayte is posher shaloi lishma, it's time achrinai. And what is that? What's the reason that a chatas is possible shaloi lishma? Because it says chatat hi. By the way, it never does say chatat hi. It says chatat hu. I'm sorry, I take that back. It says in many places chatat hi. But the chatat, supposed hi that we're dashing here, which is the din that we brought yesterday and we brought before on daf hey, is a reference to Sawyer Nasi. By Sawyer Nasi never says chatat hi, because it's a reference to the Sawyer, which is a zohar. It says chatat hu. Nonetheless, when we shorthand the pasuk all through the Masechta, we always quote it as if it says chatat hi, because it's jarring to say chatat hu as a reference to the pasuk. So we make it a reference to the chatat itself. But I just want you to remember, it really says hu, not hi.
I'm wondering
how it's jarring to hear a feminine language referred to as a male.
That
would be jarring. This is jarring. Yeah. So it says chatat hi. Anyway, this would be very problematic if you're coming to Dashen who and he in Galicia. Forget about it. In any event, so it's exactly the same drasha, because why do we say chatas is possible? Because chatat hi lishma. Oh, and only lishma. By the way, Tosfos back on Daf Hey points out that this isn't really true. Because the Gemara had other drushes about chatas asula. It's strange why, in fact, we don't go to that. But Tosfos has a big discussion of that earlier. But anyway, by minchas chayte, it says exactly the same thing there. So it says behevi ala kohen. And over here, of course, it does say chatat hi, because it says mincha. And it says hi. And for the same reason that who passels, he passels. So, okay, very, very nice. Now, one thing I don't understand. Every single time we brought the Hekesh of Kechatat V'Chasham, the Rabbanim found a reason to disagree. Can you tell me why the Torah says Kechatat V'Chasham, according to the Rabbanim? It's not coming to tell me the din of Shalei Lishma. It's not coming to tell me the din of where to bring a dam. It's not coming to tell me the halacha of dam shenichas v'sneem is possible. So what is it coming to tell me? Ask the Gemara, I'll leave it to the Rabbanim. Why does the Torah say Bichlai, Bichlal, Lamai Yilchata, Itke Shasham Lachatat? No, there is a reason. Lomar Lacha, Machatatu Unasmicha. Just like by Chatas, it says, Mferish Visamachiado Rosh Chatat. Never says that by Asha. Hafasham to Unsmicha. But not for the other purposes that Rabbi Eliezer used it. Continues on the Mishnah to say that according to Yosef ben Choni, even other zvachim that are nishchatim l'shem Pesach bizmanai are posel, the same way that the Pesach is posel, if it's nishchat shaloi l'shma bizmanai, and a chatas b'chol zman, if a zevach is shechted l'shem chatas, it's posel. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, this statement of Yosef ben Choni, and the statement that I'm going to show you in a moment, of Rebbe Eliezer, is the same thing. So Yosef ben Choni, Rebbe Eliezer, amud avarachat. Rabbah says, no, no, that's not true. It's not the Varachad. They're arguing about Acherim L'Shem Chatat. They're only agreeing about Acherim L'Shem Pesach. That he agrees, that Acherim L'Shem Pesach is not an apostle, but Acherim L'Shem Chatat all along the year, they would be actually kosher. Ali ben Rabbi Eliezer, as opposed to the sheet of Yosef Ben in the Mishnah, who holds that anything shattered for a chatat kol yimot hashana would be possible. Okay, now what is our proof text over here? Kedetanya. Let's take a look at the bride. Referring to a machlokas Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, that we haven't seen yet. Kedetanya. Ha Pesach shavrash nato. The Pesach is now too old. It's already past its first year. No longer kosher for Karban Pesach. And you went ahead and you shechted it bizmano lishmo. So now the Pesach shavrash shnaso became a shlomi. You shechted a bizmano lishmo. Or for that matter, you shechted zvachim acherim l'shem Pesach bizmano. Rabbi Eliezer passels in both of those cases, and Rabbi Yeshua is machshir in both of these cases. So one thing we see here clearly is that Rabbi Eliezer, there's no way that anybody could argue about the fact that Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Yosef ben Chani that acherim shenishchetu l'shem Pesach bizmano are definitely possible. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, I don't understand how you could reach such a conclusion. In Bishar Yemot Hashana, she'eino kasher lishmo. Listen, man, see the illogic of this. During the entire year, if you bring a Pesach lishmo, it's going to be possible. But if you bring other zvachim l'shem the Pesach, it's kosher. Right? So Acherim are Kesherim L'Shmo. Bizmano, where it's Kosher L'Shmo. So for sure, if you're going to bring Acherim L'Shmo, it should for sure be Kosher. They're even Kosher all year round. And that's at a time when the Pesach itself would be possible. It's a kosher cane. Other things should be kosher over here. No, of course not. It would be a classical case of Shalol Lishmo, which is Loyola Labalim Hashem Chovah, but which is completely kosher to be Mizbeah. Now, we understand the weak point of this Kal V'Chomer, of course. Because, in other words, the logic may well be that the reason... Richie, catch! Woo, good, great. Ha-ha! So now, the reason that the other zvachim may be kosher, shalom bizmanu, is specifically because the Pesach is in kosher as a Pesach. So, b'meila, I'm not being makri with Hashem Pesach. If I'm being makri bizmanu, and I tell it to be a Pesach, so then maybe that's the point. Since it is shaykh to have a korban Pesach at that time, so therefore, now is the one time that I could be pasal. Other zvachim nishmo.
For the same reason the Pesach itself would also
be. Exactly. I mean, who's to say that maybe Hagufa is the reason that it would be possible. But in order to remember that a Kal V'Chomer is not interested in your application of logic. It's interested in Kula V'Chomer. In other words, it's a very abstract argument. So therefore, in order to show that the Kal V'Chomer is not binding, you're going to have to use an equivalent Kal V'Chomer, show how it leads to an insupportable conclusion, and that proves that this type of Kal V'Chomer doesn't work as a Kal V'Chomer. Why? I understand why, but I don't have a right to do that myself. I can't say, well, who knows, maybe philosophically speaking, I mean, who's interested in philosophy? Kal V'Chomer is pure mathematics. So you give a certain weight to item A and a different weight to item B, and now the logic forces you to this conclusion. Therefore, Rebbe Eliezer now comes back with an attack by showing how the logic of that Kal V'Chomer, if you apply it in another case, ends up proving the opposite of what you agree is the fact. So let's take a look how that works out. Says Rebbe Eliezer, oh, that's pretty fancy footwork. O chiluf hadvarim, maybe we should look at it exactly the other way, okay? Let me bring you the following Kal V'Chomer. Uma im bishar yamot hashana. She'eino kasher lishmo, kasher hu l'shem achirim. If a Pesach, b'shar yimot hashana, which if I tried to bring it as a korban pesach, it wouldn't be kosher. Nonetheless, if I bring it for a shlamim, let's say we're perfectly kosher. So bizmano, if bizmano where it's even kosher lishmo, for sure it should be kosher l'shem achirim. I mean, it's exactly the same logic. Because you're saying that it's irrelevant, the question of whether it's very kashrus may be a reason to apostle. That's what you're saying, right? So great. The very kashrus is a reason to apostle? No. Okay, very good. So if that's the case, so at a time when the carbon is kosher lishmo, it should certainly be kosher shalom lishmo. That makes sense to you? You agree that that's a logical conclusion? Because according to that conclusion, yuchshar pesach barbaz er shalom lishmo. So then that would mean that a korban pesach is kosher shalom lishmo. V'kach ata omer? This is exactly what you're going to say, huh? You're going to be derish to be machshir the korban pesach. Ella, what is the point that this proves. Obviously, that Mali, Hukshiru, Acherim, Bishar Yomot Hashana, I mean, the logic over here now boils down to the correct logic, is where Acherim or Hukshiru, during the rest of the year, Lishmo, has to do with the fact that indeed the Korban Pesach is kosher L'shem Acherim. So if basically one is kosher, the Pesach is kosher for Acherim, it means that now this Pesach is no longer a Pesach, it's really a Shlomim in disguise. Okay, so if that's the case, Acherim L'shmo are also kosher. Shekenu kosher L'shem Acherim. You're now going to say, therefore Yushru Acherim Bizmana L'shmo, where it's possible L'shem Acherim. Maybe that's the whole point. It's the interrelationship. The more a Pesach is a Pesach, the less anything else is kosher for it. The more the Pesach is kosher for something else, the more something else is kosher for it. That's perfectly logical. The Kal Vachomer breaks down very rapidly the way you're learning it. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua, says Rabbi Yoshua, you know, with the way that you are learning this, there is a very fundamental issue that you are messing up. The whole system of the interrelated chumras of Pesach versus Shlomim or versus any other Karban now become inverted. Because look what you've done. The bottom line, what you've done is this. Horata koch Pesach v'natata koch b'Shlomim. What you've done is you've made the Pesach less likely to be pasul, and the Shlomim more likely to be pasul. And the din is, of course, that it's exactly the opposite. If you're going to say this, basically what you're saying is, you're saying anything which is shechted for a Korban Pesach Bizmano is going to be pasul. So then what you're saying is that Pesach doesn't itself really have much power to create a problem with Shul HaLishmo, you know, because all year round, which is the period in which Shlomim is kosher, actually Pesach would be kosher if it was shechted for them. And the only time that the Pesach is kosher, it's the Shlomim that's not kosher when it's shechted l'shem Pesach. But it's supposed to be the other way around, you know. Pesach was the thing that was supposed to be pasul, Shlo l'shman, Shlomim was the thing that was supposed to be kosher l'shlo l'shman. How does that add up? I mean, how does that make sense? You're now saying that there's more Pesach in the Shlomim than there is in the Pesach, and the Torah is more makbid on the Pesach than by Shlomim. We were darshan just a couple of days ago. Who? Who pasul shelo l'shma? Not zvachim acherim. So how do you explain that?
It's more strong in terms of the whole year.
In terms of the, in terms of the psul. Chazer Rebbe Eliezer is Rebbe. Okay, fine. You know what? I'll bring you another proof. Matzinu motar Pesach b'shlami. Is it not true if you have a leftover from the Korban Pesach money, it's brought as a shlamim? Would you say that the leftover of a shlamim comes as a Pesach? Obviously not. So, if a Pesach, where a Pesach is already related to a shlamim, right? Its motar comes as a shlamim. Nonetheless, if you check the bismano, the same shlamim, it's possible. A shlamim has nothing of a Pesach in it. So if the shlamim ain motran ba Pesach, if you shecht of l'shem Pesach bismano, isn't it obvious that they should be psulim? Yes, because it's a bigger shinui. The shlamim has nothing in it of Pesach, so certainly it should be definitely possible. Omar lo Rabbi Yoshua. Well, by that argument, you might as well say, and here is where we get to the crucial point of what does Rabbi Eliezer hold about a chata shelo l'shem. So here Rabbi Yoshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, well, Matzinu motar chatat ba'ola. This is the famous drush of Yoyada Kohen, where he darshens a motar chatas is kosher for an erla of kites with his beach. And according to that, and remember, we spoke about this before, this is not the equivalent of chatas shekipru ba'alei ba'acher. If originally you set it aside as a backup, then it's not considered to be a chatat hameta. And adarabah, we learn out from a pasuk that you bring a kayetz l'mizbeach, which is a nidvas tzibur. So look, you can say the same thing. A chatas, the motar of a chatas comes as an oila. Is the motar of an oila ever brought as a chatas? Ha ha ha. So mar chatat, that means a chatat already includes in it elements of oila, because its motar is brought as an oila tzibur. Nonetheless, if you shech the chatas the shema oila, what's the din? It's possible. Are you going to conclude, therefore, that an oila, which has nothing in it of a chatas, that if you shecht the l'shem chatat, it's going to be possible by the same Kal Vachomer. Ain't a dinja day psulam? Now, catch, Rich. Whoa, you missed. So isn't it obvious? Now, it seems very clear from here, as Rava points out, comes out from over here, that Rava seems to be right. I mean, he says, well, of course they don't agree. How can you say they agree? Rav Yochanan's claiming they agree. Rava says, no, they don't agree. Because over here we see that Rabbi Yoshua considers it to be gotcha. Certainly you're not going to say that an Eilu L'Shem Chatas is possible, but that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan says he does say. So you can see why Rava says they don't agree. Yosef ben Choni holds Acherim L'Shem Chatas are possible, and Rabbi Eliezer holds only Acherim L'Shem Pesach are possible, but not Acherim L'Shem Chat. This is his raya. And in fact, Rabbi Eliezer answers Rabbi Yeshua's taina, not by saying, yes, that happens to actually be true. What do you say about that? Instead, what he says is, nah, there's no comparison. A Pesach and a Chatas are different in certain ways. We'll see in a moment. Now, obviously, Rabbi Yochanan had to have understood that. As Tosis explains, is that Rabbi Eliezer was answering Rabbi Yeshua l'shitosai. You, Rabbi Yeshua, hold it. It's a problem. Let me explain why it's not a problem. I myself personally think that that's a very good conclusion. So I don't know why you're asking it on me. But if it bothers you, I could show you that even your own logic, l'shitatcha, is not logical. So Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, excuse me, but lo'im amarta b'chatat. Of course, b'chatat is kosher l'shma kol hashana kula, correct? A Pesach is not kosher l'shma kol hashana kula. A Pesach is only kosher l'shma in a very short period. Ela b'zmano. Therefore, the psul of Shalom Lishmo by Pesach is, I mean, it's almost ubiquitous. When you have a 6-hour period in which a Pesach is kosher Lishmo, so Hohevu Pasol Lishmo. The Torah is so makbid on the psul of Lishmo on Pesach, in which it's always possible, so to speak. If it's not the Zman of Shkita of the Pesach, so anything else would be Shechter Lishmo Shal Pesach. Maybe the Torah is very makbid on the specificity of that Lishmo. Is there such a thing by a Chatas? There's no such thing by a Chatas. There's no specificity in Lishmo. Chatas always brought Lishmo. So Mamela, you can't say that Acherim should be Psulim Lishmo. I happen to agree, says Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Eliezer would say, I happen to agree that Lamaitz is true about a Chatas too. Now the next piece of the Mishnah. Shimon Achi Azariah Omer. Actually, why don't we look at the Mishnah again to remember, if we're going to be making the Yukim in the Mishnah, we could see it again. You may remember that this Mishnah was on that base, on a base. It's hard enough to remember. So, I'm sorry, that base I
thought.
See how hard? So, Shimon Achi Azariah Omer, Shachtan. So all we know is that he seems to be arguing in a number of different issues. Maybe he holds that they're even Eilu L'Shem Baalim. If you go up instead of going down, you Shech Kachim Kalim, L'Shem Kachim Kachim. Maybe he would be Maksha completely. Or is he arguing only in the other direction? And he holds you would actually possible totally if you took any type of kachin kachin, like an oila, and went downhill, made it a chatas, and now it's not, made it kachin kalim, let's say first. So there you check it as a shlomi. As a matter of fact, there's even differences within kachin kalim itself. So kachin kachin, kachin kalim, kachin kachin, kachin kachin, kachin kachin, kachin kachin. But let's take a look in kachin kachin. Habuchor v'amaser. Sheshachtan l'shem shlamim, that's going up. And they're ksherim. Why? Because, as we said, by shlamim you have a number of additional values. First of all, you require matan shtai shein arba. You get also nisachim, tenufas chaza v'shok, all things that do not apply to Bechor and Meiser. So now, Bechor and Meiser, if L'Shem Shlomim are going uphill, but Shlomim, L'Shem Bechor, and L'Shem Meiser are psul. Now all of those points, the Gemara is now going to analyze. So back to the Gemara. Shimon Achi Azariah, Ravashi Matan Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan, Ravach Breid Rava, he learned at Mishmei Rabbi Yanai. What is the logic here behind Shimon ben Azai's assertion? The Omar Kro, V'lo Yechalalu et Katshei B'nei Yisrael, Asher Yarimu LaHashem. What do you mean Asher Yarimu? Yarimu means going up. So that implies B'muram Mehem, Ein Mitchalalim. As long as you're Yarimu, lo yechalalu et Katshei B'nei Yisrael. But B'namu, if you're going downhill, then indeed mitchalalim. Now lamaisa, this pasuk is a reference to the dinim of Tevel. Asher yarimu l'Hashem really means that if you now are going to be emed before taking off truma, as we'll see, and we're going to be medayik that in a moment. But right now, he's applying it directly to the din of all chilul of kodesh. That's the Gemara, but that's not what this is coming for. I loch diota. I mean, by the way, look at the Omer Shmuel. Minayin loch ta teva shubimita. How do we know that someone who eats teva is chayav mita? Because it says v'loya chalalu et kachay b'nei Yisrael atashay yarimu l'Hashem. Meaning in the future. But he dimly troma katub medaber. So that means that at this point, it's still chayav to be taking truma from it. And we compare that chilol to truma, where it says the chilol is chiyav anazar shachalat truma uses the lashon of mis v'lo yamutu b'kichalalu. So we learn out chilol that there's a chiyav of bita for eating tevel. That's all very nice, but what does it have to do with asher yarimu l'Hashem for chilol of kachim? Now in kain lichtov kra asher hurmu. Look, there's two different issues over here. The lashon of harama, which is a general din in chilol, that if you're going up lo yichalalu, that's an overall mashmaut of the pasuk. In order to give me that mashmut, I don't have to talk about asher yarimu in the future. Lo yechal, lo asher harmu. Anything that was uplifted in whatever you did shelo lishmo would be kosher. If you say asher yarimu, then you've also bring merames to a situation in which you're made up before the maisa of truma. Asher yarimu, you're about to take off truma. So mamel, it's also telling me a din of tavla, but that doesn't mean it's uniquely telling me a din of tavla. We have two different halachas. So batidim litrona katu medaper. Im ken lichtov kra Now, boy Rebbe Zera, when they come along here and say the halacha is that it's kosher, do they mean, does Shimon HaKeazariah mean that it's not only kosher, but it's olo l'shem balim, and therefore he's arguing in two separate things? So it's ksherim and ain't maratzim, in which case only arguing on one thing, v'chiplige b'chada, namely, is there a difference between up and down? We're certainly not going to say that in a case where you don't passel it, that it's also kosher l'shem balim. We're saying that it's even possible to passel completely other zvach if you go downhill. Or maybe they're saying, no, it's completely kosher, it's even maratzim. In which case they're arguing about two separate issues. First of all, they're saying, if it's a shem gavoa, it's completely kosher. Volo l'shem balim. If it's a shem namoch, it's completely possible and it can't even be brought on the Mizbeah. And therefore they have nothing in common with the sheet of the Rabban and the Mishnah. But tartipli. Omer Abai v'temer Rebbe Zrika. We can be medayik the answer to that from the next words in the Mishnah. Toshma. Habechor v'hamaaser. Sheshachtan l'shem shlamim ksherim. Shlamim sheshachtan l'shem bechor. O l'shem maaser psulim. Now, tell me something. When you say ksherim, what do you mean when you're referring to a bechor? Now what? It's kosher and meratzeh? Bechor and maaser is kosher and meratzeh? There is no din of a ritoy on bechor and maaser. It just has to be brought. I mean, it's a din in giving it over because it's the firstborn, or giving it over because it's the tenth. So how is a bechor bar ritzui? So when you use the word ksherim, you had no intention of referring to ritzui. You were just simply saying, it's kosher. But it's kosher v'ein meratzeh, because there's no ritzui possible. So, I mean, that would be the way that you would be using the word consistently. Even in the case where you were talking about a shlamim l'shem ha'olam, that would also mean it's kosher, meaning it's kosher, and it's not referring to meratzeh. Says the Gemara, what? This is a raya, honestly. Meaning I heard that, you call a raya. Whatever it is, it's kosher. If it can't be meratzeh, it can't be meratzeh. It can be meratzeh, it can be meratzeh. I still don't know whether you mean in a case where it could be meratzeh, that you mean kosher, but not meratzeh. How am I supposed to see that from here? So wait a minute, that's not so. What do you think? I'm stupid. I'm bringing you this raya because it's bothering me. What else is the point of bringing this last business? Did you already tell me l'shem gavoa miyam l'shem nomach miyam? Did you already tell me kachim kachim l'shem kachim kalim kachim kalim l'shem kachim kachim? What's all this extra babbling for? About shlamim for Bechor HaMaiser, unless, obviously, you mean to teach me something. What do you mean to teach me? The din of Ritzri. So you're saying, and don't misunderstand me to think that when I say kosher, I mean meratzeh. You know, obviously, I don't, or I wouldn't be telling you about Bechor HaMaiser, right? No, says the Gemara, wrong. Because Elamai Kamash Malan, Maika Mashman, is that it's shayach within the context of Kachim Kalim, Gavav and Amoch Kamashman. That's what it's coming to teach me. What do you mean, Gavav and Amoch? Doesn't it say Kachim Kachim, Vashakat Kalim, and so on? Yes, but Madatema Kachim Kachim, Kachim Kalim is a completely different set. You could talk about Gavav and Amoch. You're going to tell me, within Kachim Kalim, there's also Gavav and Amoch. Maybe not. But, I mean, this Mishnah says later, Shlamim Kodminat HaBachor, Mipleshin Tunim Matan Arba, Usmicha, Unesachim, Utrufas Chazir V'Shok. So, I mean, the Mishnah says over there, the Farish, that there's all these dinim, that Shlamim are more important. So why do I have it over here? That's not a bad. Because, obviously, we need to introduce the Masechta with this. If you're coming to tell me a din of Gavov and Amoch, I can't leave it up in the air, what is the meaning of Gavov and Amoch? So I tell you first, right away, Ha'ikr, over there where we're talking about the din of Kedima. So it mentions Agav Gerora. Okay, you want to know the din of Kedima? So you should know that Shlomim come before Bechorah Ma'aseh. Why? For the same reason we said in the first Mishnah. Because of the fact that you have Nesachim, and you have Smicha, and you have Tenufas Chazav Hashem, you have Matan Arba, between Shlaim Shein Arba. So this has been consistent throughout. We have now successfully concluded the first Mishnah. Why don't you just say chatas of tochiyah, which makes a lot more sense because it's minei damim? No, because the truth is chatas of is a buy of rabovin. Later, I'm not going to ask you as a raya. Okay, what about malam in chat chote? Shkein ina min zevach. Olo tochiyah. Chozradin, lo rizek rizeh. Hatzad hashavesh behem. Shem kotche kotchim. Nichlas lefnim ksherim. Afdan avi hasham. Kodesh kadashim. Nichlas domo lefnim. Kosher. Omele Rava mi barnish le Ravash velifrach malat zara shabashem shkein elem kitzba tomar bi asham sheyesho kitzba ela hainu taim in the rabbanon yomar kro dama asher yuva mi dama shel zo velo dama shel acher veidach no dama velo besara veidach for that you could say dam and you have a separate rush of dama. So Bishop the Rabban and the Amaraj Bishach the Shaladish Bakasha. Hainu the Hitkesh Minchala Chatas and Minchala Ash. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon Amir Kodesh Kadashimi Kechatat Vecha Hashem. If it's a Minchas Chayte, it's like a Chatas. If it comes to Shaladish Bapsula. If it's a Minchas Adava, it's Kasham. Therefore, Kibitza Shaladish Bapsula. Share exactly the same way that Zvicha would be here. But I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer. What's the point of the Hekesh? Mincha lachatas, mincha lahasham. Why not? Look at that, Rabbi Shimon. That's not. Shalobek li sharet psula, says Rabbi Shimon. No, it's perfectly okay. And Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rebbechi explains my time to Rabbi Shimon. The Omar Kodesh Kodeshimi kachatat lahasham. You want to do it biyad? Go right ahead. But then it has to be biyamin. And that's like the chatas, kachatat. You want to be ovda bikli? Ovda. And over there could be even bismol. Ali b'lashita. Which is consistent, Rabbi Shimon, not according to us. Kiyasha? So, Rabbi Shimon, haikra mafik le'lachi, mafik le'lachi? No, the ikar kra is actually for this. We just said, gravyuta bere the Rabbi Chiyo v'diata. The din that a minchat kote is partial, shalolish, I don't really need this. I learned that out for time achrina. Because look, what's the whole svara by the chatas? Chatas time am I, dechtiba chatat who? He. Minchat chotenami k'tiv ba he, not who. L'rabbana l'ma yechot ha'id ki shchatas l'ashem l'chatat, if it doesn't teach me any of the dinim so far that we've had, l'ma l'cha ma chatat t'un asmicha, af asham t'un smicha. Yosef ben Choni omer ha'nishchatim l'shem Pesach b'zmano, or l'shem chatas kol ha'shana kula, Rabbi Yochanan, well, Yosef and Choni, Rabbi Eliezer basically saying the same thing. Rabbah says no. They're only saying the same thing about Pesach. When it comes to Acherim, L'shem Chatat, that they're arguing in. I mean, just read the Braita, you'll see. The Tanya. A Pesach Shavrashnato, Veshachato Bizmano Lishmo, Vechena Shochet Acherim, Lashem Pesach Bizmano, Rabbi Eliezer Posel, Rabbi Yoshua Makshir. Omar Rabbi Yoshua, Im Bishar Yibot Hashanah, She'eno Kasher Lishmo, Acherim Arksherim Lishmo, Bizmano, where it's kosher itself Lishmo, Eno Din Shiakshu Acherim Lishmo, or Marla Rebbe Eliezer. Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it. Or Chila Fadvorim, maybe? Mayim Bishar Yimot Hashana, where it's not kosher Lishmo, it's nonetheless kosher Lishem Acherim. So Bizmano, where it's kosher Lishmo, it for sure should be kosher Shelo Lishmo, Lishem Acherim. Isn't that a brilliant deduction? According to which Yuchshar Pesach Be'ar Basar, Shelo Lishmo, are you seriously going to say that? V'chein ata omer? I mean, obviously, Mali Yuchshu Acherim, B'shar Yabot Hashanah Lishmo, only because it itself is kosher Lishem Acherim. So therefore, we should be Ma'ash Acherim B'zmana Lishmo, where it itself would be Pasul Lishem Acherim. Amalo Rabbi Yoshua, well then, I mean, you've done a very interesting magical trick over here. Because now, Horata Koch Pesach, Minatata Koch B'shlami, Chazer Rabbi Yezim Adano Din Acher. Okay, Matzino Motar Pesach B'shlami. So if Pesach, which includes in it the koach of a shlamim, shachto bezmano l'shum shlamim is pasul. Shlamim which have no chelak in a Pesach, if you're sheikh at the Pesach l'shem shlamim bezmano, eno din shei psulim. Amala Rabbi Yoshua, well, if you're going to apply that logic, I mean, matzino motar chatat is ba'ola, but ein motar ola ba'chatat, so you could say the same thing. Ma'chatat motra ba'ola, and shachta l'shem olaz psula. Kol shekein un ola she'ein matra ba'chatat, if you're shechet an ola l'shem chatat, ein odin shetei psula, which of course, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is true. Nonetheless, amalo Rabbi Eliezer, well, lo im amarta b'chatat, that's because it's kosher l'shmo kalashana kula. But a Pesach is only kosher l'shmo for a few hours. So I'm there for the Torah is obviously very makbid on the concept of l'shmo by a Pesach. So if the Pesach is posel l'shmo, it makes sense. Dinu shivsu acherim l'shmo, doesn't it? Shimon achi Azariah omer, ha'sherechet l'shem namuch mehem. So Rav Ashi mat mishpeit Rav Yochanan, Rav Achabrit Ravaz mat mishpeit Rav Yanai. My time at a Shimon achi Azariah. The Omar Krova lo yechalalu et kachib in Yisrael et asher yarimu l'Hashem. You're never mechal of something by lifting it up. So b'murameyem eim et chalalim. You can only be mechalel b'namuch miyem. Wait, I thought this pasuk is coming to teach me a whole different thing. Ami boyle the kedushu. Dama shu minai lo kalat a tevel. Shu bebita shenemar v'lo yechalalu et kachib in Yisrael et asher yarimu l'Hashem. But idim l'truma katub medaber. And now we learn it out from chilo from truma. You came licht of cross, asher hurmu. Asher yarimu's murames to the fact that it's still tevel. Why are we talking about that? Shmami la tarate. Why, Rabbi Zera? When you say they're kosher, do you mean they're kosher, but they're certainly not maratza? I mean, I'm not going to argue about that. In which case, v'chipolik b'chot apal, I'm only arguing about whether they'll be posel if I bring them the nomach mehem. Or maybe I'm actually saying they're ksherim completely. They're even marats, they're elul abal b'shem chovah, and now I argue in both ways. If you go up, I argue that they're more kosher. If you go down, I argue that they're more posel. I don't agree with you in anything. Omar, baye vitem Rabbi Zreka Toshma. Habachor v'amaser, sheshachtan Hashem shlamim, ksherim. Shlamim sheshachtan Hashem, b'chor Hashem maser. Psulim. Now, when you say they're ksherim, what do you think that means? Certainly doesn't mean ksherim or maratzi, because b'chor maser is not baritzuyenu. So the whole point of mentioning this baba must be that it's coming to tell me ksherim ve'ein maratzi. So, if the seif is coming to tell me ksherim ve'ein maratzi, the reish is also coming to tell me ksherim ve'ein maratzi. That's the point of bringing the seif, isn't it? Why do you say that? That's a proof. Midiyari. Hakidita v'hakidita. So what are you saying? So my kamashpalan. Gavav and amok kamashpalan. Is that what you think? Tanina. I mean, it just said, ketza, kache, kachvushak, nashem, kachim, kalim. So I already know what, you gave me a beautiful example. Kavua Benamav. But no, no, Maldutima, Kachi Kachi, Mikachi Kalim. There you can have Gavav and Amoch, but Kachi Kalim, Mikachi Kalim. I mean, that's not Gavav and Amoch. Kamash Malan, that it is. But doesn't the Mishnah say that prefers later? Shlomim Kadmina, Tukhomijim, Tunim, Atanar, Smikr, Tzak, Mitzvah, Kazavishok. Eh, Oyika. Ahu, Agav, Greira, Nazbah.